on the origins of the N-word. I've got this niggling doubt about what I'm about to spout. Will it prompt debate or hate, gold digger, trigger finger, rebuke? I'd hope not, as I have only praise for where this word comes from and ended up as a slur for people of colour. Negus, a word that means king! Worthy of praise! N-E-G-U-S, U-S appropriated and spun to mean slave. What I address you is this, my midnight-skinned mirror. To honour my ancestry, I must honour yours, our DNA spawn 99.9% flawlessly similarly. African heritage everyone has, from the Downs to the Queens to the Clowns to the Hippies. All colour non-binary, but one expressed infinitely disarming lingual stigma that makes a little white schoolboy snigger. Did you feel that then? Was there a flush in your heart or your gut when a blacklisted word you thought you heard? I'll dance in this stanza throughout around darkness. All humans alike harbour shadows, regressing every time upon a trigger, reacting to the sneers of the slavers of Europe's tired old acting. But while I'm on the subject of slaves, no civilization has not put in chains those they conquered. The French and the Romans, the Scottish, the Normans, the Irish, all bested the English. The Romans, again, Egyptians and Greek, weren't colourblind to decorating lavishly their homes with the peoples of all of the above. The Irish, the Polish, half price at the market in America's nasty old ways against the towering African obelisk, oxen warrior from Savannah's slave. You are to money, slave. You are to coffee, slave. You are in sweatshops, slave. You are to the neon allure of every Friday night getting drunk to forget the week you worked slave in any suit I ever met. Maybe I'm taking this too seriously. How many LA cops does it take to change a light bulb? None. They just shoot the room for being black. Oh. So you'd laugh at the police? I'd deny you the right to laugh altogether then. I'm not defending the bullies industrial enslaving all African American people nor the nig. Electing of all the black votes in the bushfires of pantomime political bullshit! Comedy is tragedy plus time, and according to Hawkins and Co, down in quantum, time doesn't exist, so... Tragicomedy it is, then. Monstrosiful human, a blur and a mix of everyone who ever existed, as old as the universe, one song rehearsing for death again, born with skin kissed so violently by the sun. So here's this white cracker, hunky vanilla milk, mayonnaise, picket fence, Volvo driving, suit and tied up vasectomy of a man. Can't say pride, for the Nazis denied any white folk standing proud. Seems that all I'm left with is guilt, fear and shame only to be allowed. But I get it. We've got cycles of tired old white men vampirizing the world. A handful of mummified tailcoats curled up in a ball in mansions so fine built by the blood of all peoples. Guilt! They are soon numb to yet feed on fear! They are soon numb to yet profit from war. They play as chess with us and joy they insist on robbing from us. They conquered the Ethiopian Negus, degrading this honorable word and turned it into turd. These opinions are risky, I know. But that comfort zone is ever binding unless a risk be known. My name is Richard, and all names belie a meaning. A strong and powerful ruler is mine. Negus alike holds a power akin to it, steepled as holy a word may ever be. The end of this poem now is another beginning. How may I serve best as white as I am? I would take this my name, and to Negus would change if only permission be granted by black men. I can only invite. No insistence, nor fight. Humbly asking a question.